Hello, it's February 11th. I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 5, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, we have been talking the last several days about God using you. And this set of verses here makes clear that we are to let our light shine in front of other people so they can see what we do, and as a result of that, they can glorify our Father in heaven. You know, children's songs mean the world to so many people because they take us back to an age of innocence. They take us back to an age that for many of us was a carefree age, or an age where we had moments being in church and singing a children's song and feeling safe. There's one song that comes from Matthew 5, 14 through 16 that many of us know, and you will recognize the title of this little light of mine. And as we think about this children's song, it has some amazing decisions made in the song that if we as adults could look at these verses and not just think of them, but do them, it would be huge. You know, these verses say you are the light of the world, and people don't light lamps and stick them under bowls. Another one of the Gospels say nobody lights a lamp and sticks it under a bed, but you put it on a lampstand. They used to have lampstands built into the walls in Jewish homes in the first century, and they would put the light there and it would light the entire house up. That's what God wants us to be. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And one of the verses says, hide it under a bush. No, I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to hide the light that I have in me. And the light that I have in me is Jesus Christ. Another one of the verses says, don't let Satan shh it out. I'm going to let it shine. And we talked about that yesterday, the lies that the enemy tells us. So I want to ask you this. Do you want to be a light? Do you want others to see what you do? And then they want to glorify your Father in heaven. That's what I think God wants every Christian to do, is to be seen by others in such a way, not that you're religious, but that you have a relationship with Jesus. Not that you do good deeds because you're a good person, but because you do good deeds because you're a follower of Jesus. And that is simply a natural response to the relationship you have with God. Let's pray. Father, what an amazing, flattering compliment that you give us in Matthew chapter 5. Because you said also that you are the light of the world. You, Jesus, are the light of the world. And then you turn around and you say that we are the light of the world, that we represent the true light, Jesus Christ. What an honor and a privilege. So God, as we walk into our day today, as we go through the rest of our day today, and even into tomorrow and the rest of this week, may it be so much on our heart that we are a light that people will notice when we're walking with the light. And Father, your light emanates on us, and we can be a light for others. What a privilege. Thank you for that. May people see the way I live my life this week, that I'm different. And may they, as a result of that, glorify my Father in heaven. Amen.